Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chad Ochocinco, 6 Pro Bowls and a couple of all pros as well. Over 11,000 yards receiving, bunch of touchdowns and a lot of, shall we say, interesting moments. Obviously an interesting guy. What up, Chad? How you doing, man?
Man, life is great. I can't complain. More so, if I had your hands, I'd cut mine off because I know you're doing a lot better than I am.
Oh, yeah? Okay, really?
Hey, how's your your daily fantasy team doing, Jed?
Did you win last week?
Yeah, did you win last week? That's all that matters. I know you're competing against celebrities. Pauly D and G-Eazy, and you're raising money for charity, so it's a great cause. But how did you do? Did you actually win?
You know what? I did win, but I did fairly well. I did fairly well. So this is the thing. This is the problem, Tiki. the fact that there was no preseason, I think I think it's hampered some of the offenses to where everything is somewhat vanilla, and they can't come out firing on all cylinders.
And so that's your excuse, and you're sticking to it.
Well, it's really not my excuse, but that's just how it is. As a former player, I needed the preseason to prepare and be fully ready for whatever I see. Have to adjust the game tempo, game speed. There's so many different things that the preseason is used for that you haven't been able to do, and I think it's going to slow a lot of offenses down.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, especially for a lot of these young players and in particular young quarterbacks. Interestingly, Joe Burrow doesn't seem like he missed out on the preseason. I mean, how impressed are you with the Cincinnati Bengals' new quarterback? Now, obviously, his completion percentage and some misfires are here and there. That's to be expected, but he doesn't look like he's swimming.
Yeah, he looks like a veteran quarterback. His presence in the pocket, he's very poised, he's very calm, delivering the ball. He will, as he continues to grow, he will minimize mistakes. Mm-hmm. But he looked great. The fact that they were able to put up 30 points, you know, and it to me, I'm very optimistic, not with just Joe, but with the team in its entirety. Now, if we can get the offensive line to be a little bit more stout and allow him time to throw as he did at LSU, we know what he's capable of doing.
Yeah. Oh, he looks the part. There's no doubt.
Yep.
You know, I'm curious, Chad, you know, you and guys you played with, Marvin Lewis was such a staple there. Are you convinced that Zach Taylor is the guy?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you have a new coach that comes in with a new philosophy, who's bringing a new culture, obviously I'm not in there to see what's said or see what's being done, but obviously he's doing all the right things to change that organization around. I'm bought in until there's a reason why I shouldn't be, you know. And seeing them offensively, I don't pay much attention to the defensive side of the ball, but seeing them offensively and having Burrow at the helm, I'm very optimistic, and I like what Zach has done so far.
Okay.
The wins are going to come. Obviously, it's going to take some time because it's somewhat of a rebuilding phase, and I hate saying that, but it is. And that's just the truth to the matter.
And it's a tough division, Chad.
Yeah, a very tough division, especially with the Steelers and the Ravens playing the way they are.
Yeah, those two teams have, I mean, ridiculous defenses. I know exactly what you mean about rebuilding. You don't want to. My Giants are going through the exact same thing. You don't want to rebuild, especially when you got a guy like Saquon, and Daniel Jones looks good as well, but it is what it is. Like, you got to rebuild from the interior. And Zach Taylor has a ton of confidence, right? He's cocky like a quarterback would be, which is exactly how Joe Burrow is as well. Is there a point where you can be too cocky, or is there no level to the positive of cockiness for a quarterback and for a head coach?
I think Zach needs to be cocky. I think he does. I think he needs to carry a chip on his shoulder. I think he needs to walk with his shoulders high and his head high because the players feed off of that. the players feed off of that. And Joe also needs to be one that carries himself in that same manner, even being a rookie, because everyone else around him will feed off of that. That's extremely, extremely important, especially when trying to turn things around at that organization. Extremely important.
We're talking to Chad Ochocinco, 6 Pro Bowls, a couple of old pros as well back in the day. Just a magnet for the camera. Great guy. Had him on at the Super Bowl. Just the charisma's you got a little charisma to burn, buddy. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that. And Chad's with us here on the show. You know what I wanted to ask you, though? Like, you had a really good quarterback in Carson Palmer, a guy who still underrated by some, not those who know the game, but underrated by the fringe fans. If I said, all right, Chad, forget about Carson for a moment. The guys playing right now, and we all know who they are. Some guys love to run. Some guys could just throw. Some guys could do both. And I said, you could pick one of these guys now to play 10 years with. Who would you pick?
You know, it'd be out of Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it'd be out of those two gunslingers.
So, a guy like Lamar, who's awesome,
I love Lamar.
Say that again.
But you're not getting any. You're not getting any targets with Lamar. he throws it to tight ends.
Right, you can based on, but I'm just saying the way the offense is set up in Baltimore. Me understanding the game of football and how that offense is run. I mean, for me and liking to get touches and. I mean, I can get him with Lamar, but I'm just saying, overall, you know, playing with a gunslinger like Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, who can kind of do things like no other quarterback can, that would be better suited for someone like myself on the outside.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you think Brady still got it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
I mean, you're making it sound like he played well. He was terrible the other day.
I mean, I wouldn't say terrible.
He was pretty bad.
He tried to make a throw from the left hash to the right hash, and he took a hit before letting it go. That's the ball you get in your hand, you got to let it go right away. It's a timing offense. It's a timing throw, and Janoris made a great jump on the ball because Tom hits and tried to throw it after hitching when you can't. You can't do that as a quarterback throwing that far across the hash, especially with a DB like that reading three steps.
Look at this guy flexing with the football knowledge.
Let me get back to the Bengals because this is interesting. So you talk about, you know, wanting to be around a quarterback who throws the ball a lot, and Joe Burrow did 61 attempts in the game last night, and I'm more interested in who he was targeting. AJ Green was targeted 13 times in the game. That's a lot, as you know, but only 3 receptions. What's the disconnect there? Is there a disconnect, and does it have anything to do with AJ Green?
I don't think there was a disconnect. I don't think there was a disconnect, but what we do is we can't discredit the individual who was covering AJ Green. we can't discredit Denzel Ward, who played a phenomenal game, extremely textbook, technique sound. And if there was film that defensive back coaches wanted to use as far as being patient, understanding leverage, and not really giving up too much space, but always being in a position to make a play, you want to watch Denzel Ward from that Thursday night game because he played phenomenal.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. But let me ask you a different way to about AJ Green. Last year was an interesting year because he didn't really play at all, and you know whether he was fully hurt or not. I mean, who knows? It was a bad team. It was a bad situation last season, even with a rookie head coach who you might like and Zach Taylor. They weren't going anywhere. How much does AJ Green have left, do you think? And because he feels like he's still young, but he's been around for a while now.
Right, he has a lot. He has a lot left in the tank. He's extremely well. You know, his resume speaks for itself. He's someone that I look up to. And if there are records that are to be broken in Cincinnati, he is the person that is to break them. And he's going to break them. I've been watching him, you know, throughout his collegiate career and been a fan of his once he got to Cincinnati. And he's been exciting the entire time. You know, he's a little on the quiet side. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the most part, he lets his game do the talking for him. And he's great. And he's great. I mean, we got to think. Now, it's only week 2. Mm-hmm. And I'd hate for people to jump the gun and think there's something wrong with him. But the connection will come. Their Wi-Fi will be fine as the season progresses.
All right. Hey, before we let you go, tell us a little bit more about what you got going on with DraftKings.
Listen, I got a great thing going on with DraftKings. For those that are listening, coming up this week, you know, we have week 2 coming up. You'll be able to play. Please enter. You have an opportunity to win some great money. You have an opportunity to win some great money. So please follow my socials, Ochocinco on Twitter, Ochocinco on Instagram. For the post that I will be posting coming up in maybe about an hour or two, to learn how to the inner and with some good money.
Yeah,
some
man. Listen, DraftKings is no joke. I'm involved with them too, and it's like they're trying to give millions away. I mean, my buddy won $18,000 a couple of months ago. True story.
Yeah, listen, the thing about fantasy, it's so tricky. It's 50% knowing the game of football, and it's 50% luck. And then you have this one little thing. You're hoping your players stay healthy throughout the season or game by game.
That's true. That is true, man. Well, listen, dude, always nice having you on the show. Enjoy your spirit. Enjoy your energy. Have fun this weekend with the games. Buddy, we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, I love you guys. May you guys be safe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.